noon hour is here.
Check it out.
And you're locked on to Utah's highest rated, most listened to sports radio station.
It's my station.
It's my station.
This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
My name's Liam O'Brien. You guys can call me Spicy Tuna. Let's go, Utah! It's on!
Hey, let's do it. Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Hope you're all having a great day. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Scotty?
Doing great. Can't complain.
You feel like the Spicy Tuna Open is better than the Miracle on Ice?
Yes, 1,000%. I am all in on Team Spicy Tuna.
That guy actually had me pretty intrigued, and then I looked up his picture, and I was like, holy cow.
Yeah.
This dude is straight up Viking out of Iceland and naming himself the Spicy Tuna. And it's like, all right, let's see what this guy's all about. I guess he's an instigator.
Yeah. He's the guy that's going to, he may not start it, but he's going to finish it.
Yeah. I guess he's kind of the tough guy on the team. So excited to get to know more about him, but it was awesome to get to hear some of the players yesterday and sit down with the general manager and the head coach and start to get a feel for this team.
Yeah, that was again, we had this impression, but after seeing what we saw yesterday, hockey is going to do very well here.
Yeah, it's going to do very well. I'm not going to say it's going to do better than the NBA because the Jazz are just so settled here. They are so dug in here and ingrained into people, and they've just kind of got their grips on people. But I will tell you, the more I look at this, the more I believe that this Utah hockey team will absolutely have more success over the next 10 years than the Utah Jazz.
Well, I will say,
have the potential to. Sorry.
If they do have more success than the Jazz, that gap will close very quickly.
On fan,
between the Jazz and the hockey team,
on overall fandom,
yeah, because you're looking at two very distinct fan bases. I don't think there's going to be a huge overlap, but you will see in terms of excitement, sellout crowd, potential sponsorship dollars. They're like, okay, you know, who do I want to spend money with? I'm telling you, man, that vibe in that arena last night. And by the way, not just blowing smoke here, but props to the Smith Entertainment Group. To be able to pull off a party like that, and I saw somebody on Twitter, a national guy, said, this feels like an MMA fight. Like, you know, the music and the effects.
Yeah, high energy.
And how they were bringing people in and out of the arena and
stuff
like that.
They did a great job with it.
Like, it was a production. And to be able to pull that off on short notice like they did, and it was impressive. The vibe was great. If you were there in that building last night, you felt it. It was as cool as anything that they've done in a long time. And I tweeted this out yesterday. Frank, who was with us in studio yesterday, he dropped a line where he said, these players are going to judge this fan base based on what happens tonight.
Yeah. You know,
because there's been parties where 80 people show up in the NHL. And I can't imagine when Spicy Tuna takes the stage or the rest of this team and they're looking around, they're like,
oh, yeah.
We can get used to this.
Yeah.
We can get used to this real quick.
One of the guys stepped to the mic and he said, if we keep this energy, we'll run through a wall for you. I know that people look at these professional athletes and they're like, you're making $3.4 million a year to play a game. Is that not enough for you to go out there and just play with everything you got? Well, yeah, it is. No question it is. But, Scotty, there's a reason that your best home courts, your best home field, your best home ice has a better record. Guys play off energy. They play off momentum. And when you grab momentum and the energy jumps, you feel it and you play. I know that just having played in the AFL, where we did pack in the Delta Center.
Oh, yeah.
And then we would go play in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and we'd have, I don't know, 2,000 people in a 17,000-seat place. And you're looking around like, how are they affording our salary right now? How long is this going to last with this type of attendance?
And you found out, not long.
And then you go to the play, I think it was the Tampa Bay Storm. Does that sound right? Tampa Bay Storm?
That sounds, yeah.
Or something like that. You go play there, and they had won a couple of championships, and you're like, oh, man, this is crazy. Then you go play the New York Dragons, where you should have insane fandom, and the place was empty. When you play in front of a big crowd, whether it's on the home or road,
yeah,
it's electrifying. And the state of Utah showed it yesterday, and you're right. Those guys walked in, and I think they were overwhelmed.
I think
they were overwhelmed.
Yeah. No, I agree. And I think that especially considering where they came from, it means a whole lot more, too.
Yeah. Yeah, they just came from hell.
Yeah.
They came from a wreck. And just some notable comments. I'll start with the general manager. One of the notable comments that came from him. I had tears coming down my face stepping off the airplane, seeing all the kids getting out of school. A notable comment from the head coach. I've been in this league 7 years. This might be the best day I've had. Something along those lines. Do you remember the exact quotes?
You're in the ballpark.
Another player took the stage. One of the players took the stage. And he mentioned how long he'd been in the league and that this was the most impactful moment in his hockey career. Like, that's the influence and impact that it had on these guys. And you hope that you can ride the momentum, because when they show back up in June, I think it was, that they're coming back in. When they show up in June, you want these guys to remember it and feel it, prepare for it, and then deliver it back to that audience.
My biggest fear right now, Hans, is that you and I will be on the road calling a BYU or a Utah State game on that first home game, because I want to be in that arena to feel that vibe for that first home game in the Delta Center.
Pretty high likelihood we will be.
I know, right?
Pretty high likelihood. And that is going to sting to not be able to see the energy and just to feel the hype in there. Because it wasn't the J-Dogs. I mean, we talked about it. Free hot dogs definitely brings us to the yard. It does. And J-Dogs is not a hot dog.
That's no gas station hot dog.
No, it's an experience.
Yeah.
And they had the fixins and the sauce all there so you could load it up. And that's all great. But that's not why they turned around how many thousand people that they had to turn away. Because the place was jam-packed. And I had a blast. I had a blast just taking it all in and seeing that sports is healthy. And why is it impactful to you and I? Well, it's our job.
It's what we do.
It's what we do.
It's what we do. But I am certainly team hockey right now and loving every second of what we're seeing out there and loving every bit of watching NHL playoffs and really immersing myself in this sport. And, you know, I think we're all on a fun journey together as a fan base here in Utah, because it's, you know, it's interesting. I was talking to somebody about this last night, because you and I work very hard when it comes to the Jazz. We don't fan out on the Jazz. Like, we are very driven to give good opinions, good insight, good analysis. And when it sucks, we tell you it sucks. It's not good. We've told you all year long, this was a miserable year. This was not fun. We understand you as a fan were upset. We understand your anger. We understand your impatience, because we are too. Because we want to see good basketball. It's not necessarily that we're rooting for the Jazz. We just want to cover a team that wins, because it's fun to talk about Jazz playoff basketball. But, I mean, we give honest assessment about what we see, and we strive to do that with not just the Jazz, but BYU, Utah, Utah State. Everything we see out there, we want to give honest opinions. Right now with this hockey team, it's hard not to just fan out on it, you know? Because I'm looking at my tweets that I'm talking about, like, let's go, let's do this. And then all of a sudden I'm realizing, like, would I say that about the Jazz? Probably not right now. I've, you know, and we'll get that way with hockey eventually. But right now, I'm just loving the moment. I'm just enjoying every second of what we're seeing right now. Now, when we get in the season and, you know, Spicy Tuna screws up and they're on a four-game losing streak, then we're going to have some hard conversations about it as we learn more about the sport and can really give our opinion.
You guys can call me Spicy Tuna.
Spicy Tuna ain't getting it done, you know.
If O'Brien's falling short,
we're gonna have to chat about it.
Yeah,
and we'll get there. But as of right now, I think it's okay. Just fan out, enjoy it. Let's have some fun with this thing.
You know, the other thing I wanted to talk a little bit about yesterday, and it was resounding. I was trying to count the number of times I heard bringing the Stanley Cup to Utah.
Yeah.
Between the presser that only the media attended, which we were at, and the fan event where the players and everybody and Governor Cox and Smith Entertainment Group all took to the podium, I probably heard eight, small end, ten high end references of bringing the Stanley Cup to Utah.
Yeah.
And I kind of mentioned it at the beginning of the show, which is, okay, well, what's the likelihood of that? I actually ran some numbers, Scotty, just out of curiosity to see about what a championship costs or something around a championship or a championship level team. So these numbers intrigued me, and I wanted to throw them out to our listeners to help them understand where I'm coming from with this. With the hard cap in the NHL, the NHL champion this year will spend $83,500,000 on their roster. So $83,500,000 on their roster. Your Super Bowl champion this year will spend right around after, because you've got the cap at $255,000, but then you've got $71 million in incentives and bonuses that you can deal to your roster. So you're right around $330 million to get yourself to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Right around $330 million. Last year's Major League Baseball world champions, the Rangers, they were at $183
million. Yeah.
$183,500. The Golden State Warriors, in their championship run, and look, it's going to be higher now, even without making it to the playoffs. But in the 2022-2023 season, they spent $350 million on their roster. So when you just kind of put that into terms of how things are capped, how you can buy a championship, are the Jazz willing to? Are they financially adjustable? Could they go and spend $350 million and blow through the luxury and really lean into it financially? I don't think so. The NFL isn't here. The Major League Baseball isn't here. So I think that tells you, when these guys are talking about bringing a Stanley Cup to Utah, it is truly the most believable thing that I hear.
Well, and also, too, you don't have these crazy Golden State Warrior dynasties. You know, Las Vegas can come out of nowhere
and
compete immediately.
And go up 2-0 on you.
Yeah.
When you're the one seed.
Now, you've got teams that are traditionally very good. You know, the Avalanche are traditionally very good year in and year out. They're always there. But it's not like they're winning championships 4 out of 5 years. Or winning 3 in a row or things like that. Like there's opportunities if you run a team well. And by the way, I came away incredibly impressed with the general manager. And I know it was just a press conference, but the dude looks like Clark Kent and has really got this team in a situation financially and with picks where they can really make a big move here in the offseason.
They can make a dent.
But I mean, honestly, I don't think there's any reason why in 2 or 3 years this team can't be right there in the mix. And in the mix next year competing for a spot in the playoffs.
Just let it be.
Yeah.
Just let it happen. And I do want to point out, too, because, Scotty, you and I were talking about one or two of the rumors that were floating out there about the current Coyotes roster Clayton Keller was rumored to potentially go to Montreal. If those guys, after what they just saw, if those guys have anything to do with it, they're staying here in Utah.
Yeah.
And as the general manager told us in that presser, these guys talk. They're going to see what happens. And this was before we went out on the plaza. He said, these guys are going to experience whatever it is that Utah delivers right now. They're going to experience it, and they're going to talk. They're going to talk to their friends and their teammates, and this is going to buzz around. These guys don't just bite their tongue. Nope. They talk about what they experienced when they got off the airplane and the response. When they walked out on the ice for the first time and the response, they're going to talk about it. And talk about that buzz, Scotty. So free agencies are a reality. I'm just lending to what you just mentioned. It can be competitive, and it can be competitive fast. If you've got the guys that know the talent, see the talent, understand how to work contracts, and this GM was the assistant GM of the St. Louis Blues when they won the Stanley Cup.
Yep.
So he was in the office. He's seen the moves. He knows the types of players it takes. So maybe he can. And I know that we're putting the cart before the horse a little bit, but there's a lot of excitement to be had because I feel like this Utah hockey team can be competitive rather quickly. And you just brought up the Golden Knights. Watching that game last night, getting a win over the Dallas Stars, you went 2-0 on road ice.
Yes.
You went 2-0 in hostile territory against a Stars team that, if I'm not mistaken, Frank told us was the number one seed coming into the NHL playoffs. And that's nothing new for the Golden Knights. This is what they do. So if the Golden Knights can do it, and I know that they've got Vegas persuasion, I understand they got Vegas ties, and maybe they've got some maybe they got a little bit more than luck on their side. Maybe. But what I believe is the right people, the right personnel, and you can rock and roll.
100%.
I don't feel that way with the NBA.
No. And that's that. I think that's okay. I think that's been frustrating for a lot of teams in the NBA, where if you don't have one or two, if you don't have that superstar, you don't have a chance. Like, you know, when a season begins, it's going to come down to three teams. Now, everybody else is just playing to have some fun and enjoy the moment and maybe make a run in the playoffs. But at the end of the day, you know who it's going to be. Like, you can go all the way back into the 80s. It was the Celtics and the Lakers, and then it was the Pistons, and then it was the Bulls, and then it was the Rockets, and then it was the Spurs. I mean, you could just go through and just say dynasty, 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 dynasty.
Owned it, and you knew every year
that it was going to be these three teams. And every now and then you get a weird team that comes out of nowhere, like Detroit in 04 that gets a championship, or Toronto a few years ago. But they had Kawhi.
Or Dallas, but Dallas had Dirk.
Dirk, you know. You don't see a lot of one-offs, though. It's always like, oh, that team not only wins, but they're going to win 4 out of 5. Denver's not losing anytime soon.
Folks. I agree.
You know, they've built themselves up. And so
you know, Nikola, is he 28 or 29? He's not 30.
No, he's not. Yeah.
So you just based off that, you could say, well, at least tell he's 34.
Yeah, I mean, like the playoffs start, you're like, well, it's going to be Denver again. You know, who's slowing them down? Nobody.
Yeah, because if you're Jamal Murray, why would you ever leave Nikola?
No.
Now you start working handshake deals, and you're like, of course we'll stick around. Now Denver has the money to go over the luxury.
Yeah.
And, they can jump into that $400 million talking point, which is where Golden State's going to end up after this season, after they pay their luxury.
Yep.
But Denver can do that. The Jazz are nowhere close to whiffing it. And you know the other thing that's really started to get my goat, to sit in my craw, the thorn in the bottom of my foot.
Crank those gears.
It really cranks my gears. What's another one?
I'm all out.
It's whatever the saying is. I'm sick of superstars holding teams hostage.
Yep.
Now, maybe they do that in the NHL. I haven't asked Frank. I haven't asked an NHL insider about that yet. Maybe they do hold teams hostage. But I don't like the fact that you can draft a Donovan Mitchell. You can raise a Donovan Mitchell. You can do everything you possibly can, give him the entire world, and say, it's yours, and Donovan Mitchell still holds you hostage.
Yep.
And you're like, you know what? We're not going to be hostage. We're going to trade him. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I hate that NBA players have got that type of power, because it takes away from a fan base. It takes away from your opportunity to max out what you bought, built, currently own. Could you imagine your house being like, yeah, I'm just sick of you people. I'm sick of you. I'm changing the locks on the door. You guys are going to have to go somewhere else. And you're like, wait a second, but I bought you. I know, but you bought me for $300,000. I'm worth $1 million now. And you're not the type of people that I want in this house. So
get out.
Go find a shack, you clown, you bums. That's what these NBA players do to communities. And it's like, hey, dude, you know, you really suck. You really suck. Because how many thousands of people bought Donovan Mitchell jerseys and they were like, let's go, NBA championship, Donovan Mitchell all the way. And then the rumblings start. He's not real happy.
Yeah. And you know, Donovan never publicly asked for a trade. But, you know, you had the vibes, you know. But it happens all the time. There's guys out there that are.
You knew where, like, I was headed.
Who was the guy that opted into his contract and then forced the trade? Was it Harden?
Yeah.
He opted in and then 2 months later demands a trade and gets traded.
Was that this year, was it?
I think it was last, before going into this year.
Yeah.
So he opts into a contract and then says, I want traded. And you have to do it.
So last night, I'm flipping back and forth, but I'm doing my homework with the Golden Knights and the Dallas Stars. So I'm watching that thing, and the Golden Knights grabbed it early and never gave it up. And I could not help myself. I was going back to the NBA, and I was drawn into the NBA and more intrigued by the NBA. And what it finally came down to for me, because I'm sitting there like, why do I like this more? Why is this more intriguing? Well, everything that I just went on a rant about is a soap opera.
Yeah.
And what do we like as men with responsibilities? We like things that get us out of our mind, that are a bit dramatic, that are soap opera-ish, that we want to see the names either fail or fail and flop or succeed and blow it up. Like, for instance, man, I don't know why. I want to see Kyrie Irving do it. I don't know why. I know you're giving me that awkward face. I don't know why. Maybe because Dallas was the underdog. Maybe because Dallas played well at the back end, or because I'm starting to fall back in love with Kyrie Irving's game, or because he's kept his mouth shut about being a flat earther, or whatever it is. I saw him in a video clip as he was walking out of the game yesterday. And there was a media member that was hounding him, like, hey, Kyrie, could you download it? And he was like, hey, man, it's good to see you. I don't know what it is, but he is a personality and I'm intrigued. And then on the flip end, I want to see LeBron James fall flat on his face.
Yeah, anyway.
I want to see him lose big.
Yeah.
So the NBA has me, Scotty, and it has me because it's more of a soap opera to me right now. And maybe the NHL becomes that.
Yeah. I mean, that's what sports is. And I think the more we learn about the NHL, we'll figure out the soap opera aspects of that as well.
We got to learn the names. Bobrovsky. I mean, I'm still trying to retain the name Bobrovsky, who is the tender for the Predators.
I mean, if they're not calling
the Panthers.
If they're not calling him the Big Bobrovsky, something's wrong.
I don't think they are, buddy. I think you need to get in front of that and make a sweater with that name on it.
Yeah.
Because that's what they call their...
It says the dude abides, the Big Bobrovsky.
That's what they call their gear, is a sweater.
Hands and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Hands, we're out and about today. We're live here at RGS Exteriors. I love coming here. Love being a part of this. It's so much fun. You guys do so many great things. But as we're looking outside right now, rain's coming down, and those gutters may have taken some damage during the winter. It's time to get those things evaluated, make sure they're working properly, and if not, you guys can help out.
Oh, yeah. With this storm rolling through, you're going to be able to look out the window and tell you for sure how your gutters are acting. But yeah, give us a call. Our estimators are right on the spot. We'll come out, give you a free estimate, tell you whether or not you do need to fix them or put on some leaf protection, and you know, because they got filled up during the leaves during the winter, whatever you need to get it taken care of.
So Greg, I was sifting through the shirts over here, and looking for the 4X that I typically throw on. And I noticed that since Tim's lost weight, he just doesn't get the 4Xs. Is that what it is?
No, we do have a few for a couple of our guys. But
you do have some 4Xs?
We actually gave them out yesterday.
But you actually do get 4Xs?
We do have one guy that gets them, and we gave them to him yesterday.
Oh, bless his heart. That's awesome. I did throw on my RGS shirt, though.
Nice.
I'm wearing.
Hans was doing a little shopping over there.
Yep, that's what we left it there for you guys to go over and get yourself some swag.
I'm wearing it with pride. I want people to understand that RGS is where you start the exterior project. It's where you start. I know a lot of you think, oh man, I really want to change the outside, but what do we do? I mean, what? I really want to change the look. I just am so sick of the look. But it's RGS. It starts with an estimate. It starts with a picture that, Greg, you guys put in your database, and you're able to show them what a new exterior would look like on their exact home.
Oh, yeah. It's an easy process. You give us a call. We come out. We can take some pictures of what your existing house looks like, and then we can put a rendering together, and we can manipulate it and change it and give you the visualization so that you can see exactly what you want. No guessing. No, oh, I don't know if I like that. Without being able to see it, you can see it. And like you said, it's a place to start, and we can give you, you know, a breakdown of how to do it, where the cost is going to be, and like, oh, you know, I'm going to have to wait a couple months, or nope, we have financing options available. We can get started right now, get you taken care of.
801-280-3110. That's 801-280-3110. Call right now. Whether it's repair on a rain gutter or a complete remodel to the exterior of your house and everything in between, you guys can get it squared away. Again, RGS Exteriors, call right now, 801-280-3110. It's all right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Salt Lake is the newest home of the National Hockey League.
We want our NHL team. This is a hot spot in America.
And when the announcement was made,
this thing's going to be successful.
The Zone had it covered from every angle.
Two of the big four.
From the draft, free agency, and all the way until the puck hits the ice in the fall.
It can't come soon enough.
Let's go.
Your home for the best coverage of the NHL in Utah.
Utah is now the home of NHL hockey.
Talk about it right here on 97.5. The KSL Sports Zone. Looking for the latest on the Jazz, Utes, Cougars, and Aggies?
Yeah.
We've got you covered. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the Sports Zone.
Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Hey, it's coming up tonight, the NFL Draft. First round tonight. We'll have all the coverage leading right up to the picks. JJ and Alex will continue to break it all down, but we got you covered, folks. We're fired up. Should be a fun one tonight. Kingsley Suamataea, does his name get called in the first round? We shall see. That's about the best chance for a local player to sneak into the first round. Mm-hmm. But a lot of intrigue, and now there's talk of teams trying to move up to grab one of the big quarterbacks. Mark Schlereth came on the air yesterday, talked about Zach Wilson going to the Broncos. He's like, hey, Zach's better than probably everybody in this draft a quarterback outside of maybe Caleb Williams. So do the Broncos still try to move up? How far does a couple of Pac-12 guys go? You know, does Michael... Where does Penix go? Where does Knicks go? Are they both first-round guys? We'll find out tonight. I love it. And again, when it comes to the draft, I don't know how these guys are going to do. Like, I don't know how they're going to perform or how great they're going to be. But the intrigue, who falls, who's the surprise pick, all those things, that to me is what's fascinating about the draft.
Yeah. Well, I've got six guys being drafted out of the state of Utah. One from BYU, and you just mentioned him, Kingsley. I've got Cole Bishop, Satole Lemea, Jonah Ellis, and Sione Vaki. Four guys from the University of Utah being drafted. I've got Cole Bishop going in the third round, Lamea going fourth, maybe fifth, Ellis going fifth, maybe sixth, and Vaki going fifth, maybe sixth. Keaton Bills, who I love, I actually think some of the numbers that he put up at the combine, I think it actually hurt him. So if they just go off film, I think Keaton Bills probably grades at a six or seven, but I'm sure that they weren't overly impressed with some of the numbers that were put up at the combine. So
is his film enough to overcome that?
As a undrafted free agent that lands at the very minimum, lands a practice squad, yes. Draftable guard, a draftable interior lineman, probably not. Your guards really need to be able to move, Scotty.
Yeah, that's too bad.
They have to be able to move. And he moves great at the Pac-12 level, and he moves great for a college guard. And he is pushing you forward or pushing you straight back. He can do that. But I'm sure that they're a little bit worried about mobility and athleticism. So I think he probably goes undrafted. And then Winston Reed out of Weber State, I've got him as the sixth guy drafted, sixth or seventh round linebacker. A couple of thoughts about the overall like drafting history. And I would go just back to the Kyle Whittingham times here in the state of Utah when they brought in Kyle Whittingham and Bronco Mendenhall. You know, I've been tracking this every year.
Yeah.
Since you and I've been together. So 10 years of this show. And then I go back to when Kyle Whittingham was hired and Bronco Mendenhall was hired. So you've got, since 2005, Utah has 56 drafted players since 2005. BYU comes in second with 25. They're just less than half the amount that Utah has had drafted since 2005.
And it's picked up a lot lately. There was a stretch there where nobody was getting drafted from BYU year in and year out.
There was a long stretch.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's picked up under Kalani.
To emphasize that stretch, I actually sent out a tweet with the exact numbers on it. So over the last three drafts 23, draft 22, and draft 21, they had nine guys taken.
Yeah.
There were 5 and 21.
Because there was a moment where Utah State was right there with BYU.
Right there, neck and neck. And BYU has separated over just the last 3 years. You've got to compile 12 drafts before that to come up with nine guys.
Jeez.
So multiple drafts without a pick, but it would take 12 drafts to compile what you've done in the last three. So, yeah, as of late, there's been a big jump, and I think Kingsley's the only one that's drafted. I'd love to see like a Max Thule taken or a Vong Pachong.
We're going to see the punter.
How many punters get drafted in a given draft? I don't even know.
Maybe two or three. He did get invited to the combine.
Yeah. Yep.
Which is a decent sign, but no, I don't think so.
If he does get drafted, so does that you? So you count that as a historical draft pick, or?
I think so. Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll agree to disagree. And if he gets drafted, good for him. That's incredible. It's just at a different position, but BYU 25, and as you mentioned, Utah State was right there neck and neck with BYU over a period of time, but they've fallen off. Only 15.
Yeah.
since 2005.
And they've gone a couple drafts, too, without getting a guy selected.
And probably another one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, they won't have anybody tonight or this weekend.
Which kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
Do you see a horizon? I do wonder. I guess we've only had transfer portals and movement, what, 2 years?
Yeah, I think.
Because if they've kept everybody that they built, speaking of building players,
yeah,
then they would have probably had three or four.
Yeah. I think Jalen Royals is definitely a potential, is a potential draft pick next year. Like, that dude can fly. He's got size. Yeah. A wide receiver, and I think he'll put up some big numbers this year. So I think that guy has a chance to be really special.
A couple of free agents I expect. I mentioned Keaton Bills. I think that Keaton Slovis is going to get a free agent deal.
Yeah, I do too.
A pretty good one.
I think the size and the ability, kind of what we talked about yesterday in terms of Kingsley being a first-round pick, there's going to be a GM out there that goes, look, that kind of size, that kind of arm strength is something that we need to bring in, maybe not use a pick on, but we need to bring in and get some evaluation on, because that skill set, you just don't grow on trees. So let's get him in. Let's get him an invite, and let's sign him as an undrafted free agent and take a flyer on him and see what we got.
Yeah. I think Isaac Rex. I'm expecting Isaac Rex to get a free agent deal. I don't expect him to land a roster. He's going to have to improve dramatically to land a roster.
Yeah.
Scotty, you see the type of talent that's coming in as that tight end position, and he's just going to have to take a big jump. And he's dealt with health, and he's dealt with other things, and I don't know, maybe scheme was an issue, but defenses were taking him out. He was getting locked down on a man-man. He did get bracketed quite a bit, but if he could learn how to find the soft spot in that defense, and he could do it against NFL nickels, NFL OLBs.
He does fit the mold of the classic mismatch that you're looking for a tight end these days.
With some of the movement and speed, but that for some reason, there were too many times where he was just taken out of a game.
Yeah.
Taking one of your best defenders and
honestly,
taking him out of a game.
That's a big storyline of his decline. And not necessarily his play, but his numbers. I mean, he ends up getting the record, but boy, he had to work really hard to get that record, which should have been done in week 3 or 4 this year. Ends up being week, 10 or 11 that he finally broke that record.
Yeah. Yeah. It was weird. It was really weird to watch. I don't know if he re-aggravated something or.
But even if it's just that works against him, as you mentioned.
Because
health's a big issue there.
There were defenses that I would prepare for the call. And I would be watching the film on the defense. I'm like, holy cow. Okay, if Lassiter can pull this defender, and if you can get movement in this set off your play actions, your dumps on your layered levels could really be on point with Isaac Rex, and it didn't happen. And it's like, what was going on? And then you go back, watch the film, and they'd man up. Like I mentioned, they'd bracket a little bit. They did beat him up. They took him out of game plans. They knew that if you didn't pay attention to him, they knew. But, you know, when – like, at the college level, when TCU or Kansas can take one of their better defenders and lock you up, that tells you that any defender that you see in the NFL can lock you up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, that's troublesome, in my opinion. I think Devon Vele, probably going to get a free agent deal.
Okay.
I think he'll get a good free agent look. And you maybe expect something out of him. Maybe he blows up because I think he's got the body. Keaton Slovis is going to be an interesting storyline, though.
He'll get opportunities. He'll be an undrafted free agent.
My gut tells me he'll be an undrafted free agent. I don't think he'll land a roster. I do think he'll land a practice squad.
I think 100% he will.
And I think he'll be out of the league in 2 years.
Yes.
That's
yep.
just kind of my vision on Keaton Slovis.
Again, he'll get opportunities because of his dimensions and his skill set. I mean, the dude ran a faster 40 in the combine than Jaren Hall did. So you see the athleticism and you see the ability there, but then you get him in and you get eyes on him like okay, you know, he'll get some opportunities in the preseason, lead a couple drives, and, you know, we'll go from there. But look, a guy who had a very, outside of that first year at USC, a pretty lackluster collegiate career, getting an invite to the combine based on the numbers and production. Remember, he essentially got benched at the end of the year, but still got a combine invite. Why? Because teams are intrigued by the measurables.
Yeah, they are.
And so that in itself is going to land him an opportunity and probably a practice squad spot. And after further evaluation, probably out of the league in a couple of years, as you mentioned. Like everything you say, I'm 100% on board with.
Yeah. Sure hope it's different. You know,
I do too.
My hope and wish for every single guy that's falling off a roster and looking for a spot is to be able to make the money that they need and that they've worked for in the NFL.
I mean, yeah.
I would hope that's the case. It's just, it's such a cold-blooded world. And it's really hard because you work your whole life to get there, and then you get there and you're like, I hate this. I hate this world. Like, what was I doing, man? I could have put my time and effort into something.
Yeah, but then you see the revenue opportunities, and you're like, well, I can't not go after it.
I know. The sustainability is just so unlikely. I'm trying to drive that into my son's mind. And it's funny because I see the same eyes on him that I had when I was that age, where you can't see past it. And I keep telling him, I'm like, son, I was really good. Like I was a really good football player, and I was cutting my third year in the NFL. Well, yeah, but, well, that's because they moved you to offensive line. I said, well, they moved me offensive line out of kind of necessity. I was too big. I wasn't fast enough. Didn't quite have the spark. Well, yeah, but you made it as an offensive lineman. Yeah, well, but I was cut. Well, yeah, but you made it in the AFL. Yeah, but for 4 years, the AFL is not sustainable. And, you know, you're trying to drive it into their minds like,
yeah.
Son, I'm not just telling you to get good grades because I'm trying to punish you. Like, get good grades because that's the future.
Yeah.
But yeah, but, well, I like radio.
Okay. Well, all right.
The likelihood of that, son, is probably slimmer than the NFL.
Yeah. Hands and Scotty, 97.5, the EKSL Sports Zone. What you may have missed coming up next. We're live here at RGS Exteriors. Give them a call right now. Rain gutters outside of your house, siding, whatever you need done, they got it taken care of. 801-280-3110. We'll talk more about that coming up next right here on The Zone.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present...
This is JJ and Alex.
It's going to have an expansion feel to it, and this team with young players and prospects and cap space with the money to spend is going to be able to become good fast. And this team could be playing in the Stanley Cup playoffs next year. Can you imagine year one having what essentially is, in our minds, an expansion franchise, but it isn't. But it is. It's a new franchise making the Stanley Cup playoffs in year one. I mean, people here would go absolutely nuts. You will go absolutely nuts for the Stanley Cup playoffs. We've seen what fans do for Jazz playoffs. Okay, I think it'll top it. I believe that.
Catch JJ and Alex afternoons from 3 to 6. Presented by G2G Bars on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Time for another edition of What You May Have Missed. Hey, little thing. Anyway.
Go ahead. He's filling it.
Great song.
It's in your gut. I can
see it. He's filling it, isn't he?
He's filling it.
Love this song.
Stomping the foot. pumping the fist.
Yes, sir, doing the pit bull thing. Hey, NBA action last night. I know we're all celebrating hockey, but Heat go to Boston, even up that series at one apiece with a 111-101 victory as they it was falling from the outside. 23 made threes in that game.
All right, so my four takeaways from the Miami Heat Boston game two last night. My four takeaways.
Yeah.
Number one, first and foremost, Kevin Love is still in the NBA. Number two, Tyler Hero can still shoot the three.
Yeah.
Like mad. And I had no idea he can dish like he dishes. Is that a common knowledge or was I don't even know if that was an anomaly or
a little bit of an anomaly, but he can dish it.
Every time they closed, he found the open look in perfect stride and changed the flow of that game. Number three, Bam Adebayo is still one of the top three defenders in the NBA. When he's committed, when he's driven, and when he wants to, Bam Adebayo can make your life a living hell. And number four, the Miami Heat can win, even on the road, without the great playoff Butler. So those four things were my takeaway watching that game last
night. Yeah, and Boston's not going to win this series without Jimmy Butler, but it does. If you're Miami and you're a Miami fan, you got to be just kicking yourself, being like, we can beat this team with Jimmy Butler in a seven-game series. And that's got to be a little heart-wrenching for Miami, realizing that they could take down Boston.
They could.
Very easily could take them down.
Yeah, they're coming out of Boston 1-1.
Yeah.
But I am much more excited about the three-pack of games tonight. I'm excited for Game 3 in the Lakers-Nuggets series. And then you got the Cavs and Magic to open up the day. And then Knicks and 76ers are going to be that 5:30 tip.
Yep. And by the way, the Thunder got one step closer to euthanizing the Pelicans last night, another blowout victory. So,
Blowout.
Yeah.
Like
boring.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just if I'm Oklahoma City, I just go to like Adam Silver and be like, hey, look, we're killing these guys. Can we just shut it down? And Adam should be like, yeah, just move on to the next round.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
It's embarrassing.
What series has the most grip on you right now?
Well, I'm loving, honestly, just the one we talked about, Miami-Boston. I love that series.
Is that
because I think there's a lot of intrigue there with what Miami was able to do. And if they can, like 23 threes is a little bit too much to ask for on a consistent basis. But if they can continue to hit outside shots, there's no reason to think they can't find a way to hang in there with Boston for six or seven.
My list goes like this. My top three. Dallas Mavericks and the Clippers.
Yeah.
Number three. The Timberwolves and Suns, number two.
Really?
Yep. And Lakers Denver, number one. Yeah, because I want to see if Minnesota is for real.
Yeah.
Because we watched a Jazz team that was comprised of Rudy Gobert. Now, mind you, it didn't have Karl-Anthony Towns, and it definitely didn't have Anthony Edwards, even though it had a bit of a rendition of Anthony Edwards. And I just want to see, does it work? Does it work in Minnesota?
Yeah.
So, yeah, pretty intrigued with them.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Look who's throwing on the headset. Tim's hanging out with us. How are you, sir?
Hey, I just noticed Hans's shirt. I like this.
Yeah,
this
bro. Guy. I know. I found your only 4X. Actually, you saw I got the medium.
Yeah, the medium on.
Yeah, I know.
What I did is I had Greg go get some house paint. And I just painted on the shirt.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we just painted it on.
Soaked it in? Oh, look, he's hooking you up with some more.
He's got a silk screen.
Scotty's not a 4X anymore now.
Oh, that is the 4. That is my guy over here is grabbing a medium. My guy is grabbing a medium.
Hey, Tim, you got so much good stuff going on right now, man. This is it's an important time of year to get yourself squared away for summer and all the things you've been putting off during the fall.
You know, it's crazy. You know, I was a little late. I was at a board meeting with our home association before I got here, but I was just coming down I-15 and it was actually shut. Part of the road was shut down because the rain was so heavy. The storm rain was pouring over. A car was stuck in the water. And I just was thinking, man, like this is one of those gushers that we don't get a lot, but when we do, you got to make sure that your gutters are functioning, because if not, this is when you flood.
People are learning a little bit about their house right now.
Yeah, you know, you don't ever want that, but unfortunately it is a reality, right? But that's what we're here for.
Yeah.
You know, we're here to help in those times. But to your point, Scott, is I think too many times we call when it's emergency or when it has to be, but we're so much better off. It's cheaper, it's better, you get a better job when we can be proactive. And simply just having us come out and look at it, we can do that. We're not a high-pressure guys, but we can come out and assess your gutters. Let us go up and look at them, see if they're plugged, if they got plugged from the spring, you know, seed falling or whatever it might be. We can assess those gutters and get them tuned up.
What is the prime gutter that you're putting on right now? What's the biggest request?
Well, I would say 99, unfortunately, good or bad, like it or leave it, the standard we do is just the standard, what they call a K-style gutter, which is what most people type, which is what most homeowners have, and what they call 5-inch, which is just the diameter, or excuse me, the width of the gutter. But we do a lot of 6-inch, which is historically was a commercial gutter, but now we're doing it a lot of homes just because it can handle the volume more. And then if you really want a good-looking gutter, it's the European half-round style. So like a lot of times if you go up in Park City or you see these high-end luxury homes, they have these half round copper gutters on them. We do that in copper. We do a lot of that, but we also can replicate that same system in a metal as opposed to copper, an aluminum or steel. And so it's a much cheaper alternative. So anyway, it's a really good opportunity to get these high end gutters, but a more affordable price.
It all starts with that phone call, 801-280-3110. Now we're talking rain gutters, but also, you know, you can just completely redo the outside of a home. We can talk about that as well a little bit later on. I mean, there's so many great options, whether it's repair, whether it's replace, whether it's a complete gut job, you guys have got it covered. 801-280-3110. It's all here at RGS Exteriors. Call now, get on the books, have somebody come out, give you that estimate, see where you're at financing wise. They're going to help you out right here on 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.